Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm, sunny day across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem sees a gentle breeze. Perfect weather for those outside. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu orders IDF to strike Lebanon forcefully after Hezbollah ceasefire violations. This comes from Ynet in earlier reporting. Also, the IDF says a Gaza strike killed an OCT. 7 attacker. Local officials report 13 dead in the attacks. That's from the Times of Israel earlier today. Also this hour, an 11-year-old girl dies from wounds after an Iranian missile strike, as reported by JNS earlier today. Separately, Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Axios reported this earlier. And finally, 2 rockets were fired from Lebanon toward the Galilee Panhandle today. More on this from multiple sources. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jewish Warrior, an account focusing on Middle Eastern affairs, posted just minutes ago about First Lady Melania Trump's expression in a recent photograph. OSIN613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted minutes ago about WHCA shooting suspect Cole Thomas Allen facing multiple charges, as noted by Janine Pirro. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlighted in a post from earlier that the High Court justices are treading a dangerous path in their hearings to potentially establish a state commission of inquiry. Now for more on those stories, starting with the action ordered by Netanyahu. The Israeli Prime Minister instructed the IDF to respond forcefully to Hezbollah's ceasefire violations. This follows 2 rockets fired from Lebanon and drone infiltration alerts. The move aims to reaffirm Israel's stance on border security. Turning to Gaza. The IDF reports a successful strike targeting an attacker from October 7. Palestinian officials confirm 13 casualties, including a pregnant woman and children. The Times of Israel notes that this reflects ongoing tensions and imminent threats in the region. Meanwhile, the tragic death of 11-year-old Nesya Karadi marks the 22nd Israeli fatality from the conflict with Iran since February. JNS reported that she succumbed to injuries from an Iranian missile. This underscores the ongoing human toll of the conflict. On the diplomatic front, Trump's announcement of a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon could shift regional dynamics. Axios suggests this may play into broader peace negotiations with Iran. The ceasefire represents a potential pause in hostilities but remains politically sensitive. In a related development, the recent rocket fire from Lebanon toward Galilee highlights ongoing security challenges. Despite attempts at de-escalation, tensions remain high along Israel's northern border. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports the war has impacted savings significantly, with global stock markets suffering from Iran's threats to block the Strait of Hormuz. Equity funds took a hit in March. Separately, Ynet Business details Lufthansa's centennial celebration turned crisis due to war-induced fuel shortages. Passengers are increasingly frustrated as the airline struggles to cope. And finally, CTech examines how AI is transforming business strategy. Founders are shifting from long-term planning to immediate execution amid global uncertainties. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.